Good morning, everyone. Looking this morning at our daily lesson, Merging with Shiva, lesson 106 and 107. Nowadays, meditation is becoming very popular. Everyone is talking about being centered. If you're right in the center of yourself, you don't hear any of the noise or activity. You're just peaceful within yourself. It's only when we come into the cross-section, the crossfire of life, that we feel we're not all right. Then we begin living in the great lie of the universe, the great fear that if we die, we might be gone forever. We forget all of the wonderful philosophy and beautiful teachings that we've been studying, and we're just not all right. My Sadhguru Yogaswami made the very bold statement once, "There is not even one thing in this world that is not perfect." Some of us look around at the world and we find plenty of things that are wrong with it. I never have. I have always thought this is a wonderful planet. Wouldn't have missed it for anything. It's a great time now to be alive, even though some of us don't think so. Even though the planet is somewhat polluted, some people have a myriad of complaints. Definitely, it's a different perspective that there is not even one thing in the world that is not perfect. Generally, every week someone asks me about the world, complaining about this or that. Why are all these things going on in the world? And what does it mean to say there's not one thing in the world that is not perfect? It means that what is happening is supposed to be happening. And why is it supposed to be happening? Not because God wants it to happen, but because man created it. You created it, I created it. Different tribes created it, different nations created it. Man is responsible for what's happening on the planet. Some parts of the planet have more basic problems than other parts. Some parts are doing pretty well. It depends on the people that are living there, what state of consciousness they're in. Said another way, there's no reason to become disturbed by violence in the world. It doesn't do any good. We read about violence and we become disturbed. We think it shouldn't be happening somehow. That doesn't stop the violence and just gives us a less productive day, right? Definitely no advantage to getting disturbed by violence in the world. If we were in a position to do something, you know, we were Secretary of State or something, you know, that would be different. we should get disturbed about it and then come up with a plan to try and reduce it. But just as a normal citizen, we don't have any power to affect these things. Therefore, it's better to focus on what Gurudeva calls your own sphere of influence. Everyone has a sphere of influence, depending on family, friends, religious ties, political ties. We all have a circle of people that we influence. And if we can try and impact them in a positive way, then we've made a contribution to the world. But if we think beyond our sphere of influence, it's just frustrating. But we can impact our sphere of influence by just being a peaceful person, are radiating compassion and concern for others. That's a positive way to impact the world in our own sphere of influence. And in our personal life, to always take responsibility for what happens to us. Ordinary consciousness wants to blame it on someone else when things go wrong and take the credit when things go right. Thank you very much for praising me. I'm a smart person. Of course it went well. We're willing to take the credit, But when things don't work out right and everything seems to fall apart temporarily, we're not willing to take the blame. So somebody else's fault when it goes wrong. But of course, in both situations, it's our creation. And that's the basic or the building block one of the whole puzzle is taking responsibility and realizing that inside of us is a big magnet. It's called our past actions or our karma. And that magnet is attracting whatever happens to us, the people that we encounter, the experiences we go through. It's all attracted because of what's inside of us. And therefore, that's the source of what we experience. And what's inside of us is constantly changing. If we let it change randomly, then what happens to us on the outside can seem a bit random as well. If we control what's going on the inside and change ourselves deliberately, then what happens on the outside seems more rational to us. We're constantly changing what's inside of us by our actions, our thoughts. Religious actions, selfless actions, cause it to become more refined, and the experiences, therefore, outside of us become more refined. And the opposite is true as well. Said simply, what God did is created man and gave man free will, and then the mess that man is in is up to his own doing. It's like letting the kids play without supervision, you know. You don't know what'll happen. But it's getting better. You know, that's the point, is that the example I always give is Europe. Before World War II, countries of Europe every so often would go to war with one another. It's what they did. One was trying to dominate the other. After World War II, there's no more wars in Europe. They came up with the idea of a European Union working together closely, but maintaining national and linguistic identity, not giving up your identity, but still working together and not needing to go to war. And it sets a good example of cooperation that other parts of the world can follow, that we can work together and without having to be exactly the same. Cooperation among different groups can happen, as Europe shows. So it sets a good example for the rest of the world. Have a wonderful day. Om Namah Shivaya.